Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Impending showdown over property rights in Wyoming's mining industries. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Wyoming's mining sectors might be on the verge of a clash concerning property rights. Cowboy State Daily reported, with the commencement of the 2024 legislative session on February 12th, a proposal presented by Cheyenne Republican Representative Ben Hornock could empower surface rights owners to suspend mineral extraction on their land for any reason, with the exception of trona and coal mining, which would be exempt. This initiative has potential to disrupt longstanding federal mining laws in the state that have been in place for centuries, according to observers. Hornock told Cowboy State Daily that he drafted the proposal after a ranching constituent in his Cheyenne district brought to his attention the property rights issue shortly after he was elected in November 2022. The rancher complained to Hornock that a mining operator had failed to properly return his grazing land to its original condition once the mining operation was abandoned. Hornock said, "I'm not trying to stifle industry," who said his bill would make it easier for surface rights owners to accept or reject reclamation plans. As it stands now, Hornock said that the mining companies make minor changes to reclamation plans in a piecemeal fashion without alerting the state's Department of Environmental Quality of what could end up becoming a significant change. Kelly Little, Director of Governmental Affairs with Associated General Contractors of Wyoming, said if the bill proceeds, it would affect how mines are permitted. She estimates about a quarter of her group's 70 members are involved in aggregate mining for gravel used to pave highways that could be impacted. She said it would disrupt the rights between mineral rights and surface permit owners. Travis Detai, executive director of the Wyoming Mining Association, said the bill as written would have a very significant change in the mining industry. We are studying the bill right now. Tyler Lindholm, former legislator from Crook County and state director for the Wyoming chapter of Americans for Prosperity, said that the proposed legislation doesn't work to find common ground and instead to lock up natural resources. Lindholm said of the potential negative economic fallout the proposal could cause to the state's budget, they don't want to mess with the piggy bank. He went on to say, "The way I read this is the surface owner could freeze out a mineral rights owner if any changes are made to a permit. If a mining operation is shut down, then you have to look at employees and people potentially being out of work." Lindholm said there's also potential that the bill could open a door for anti-mining interests to obtain those surface rights to then have the ability to shut operators down. Lindholm said this is a departure from the current standard. Wyoming respects property rights for both property holders. Surface and mineral rights owners are both equally weighted as far as mineral activity is concerned. This proposed legislation would tilt the scale to surface owners, and surface owners could shut down any minerals mining. The proposal could also have another unintended effect, he said. Lindholm says that the proposal makes Hornock and others who co-sponsor the legislation strange bedfellows with the Biden administration's Bureau of Land Management effort to limit trona mining in southwestern Wyoming. Lindholm said the Biden administration wants to lock up natural resources. Some conservative members want to lock up the rest of the state. It all comes down to surface rights. The proposal could do economic injury to the miners of emerging lithium and rare earth industries in Wyoming. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.